Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter has narrowly defeated challenger Pat Toomey. Yesterday's tough primary battle between the moderate senator and a strong conservative congressman was regarded as a battle for the heart of the Republican Party. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Brad Linder reports.
For the last 14 months, Congressman Pat Toomey had been campaigning as the conservative alternative to Arlen Specter. Toomey picked up a groundswell of support in recent weeks and gave Specter the challenge of his political life. But after a close race, Specter accepted the party's nomination.
Congressman Toomey and I agreed tonight that our principal goal is party unity. And I believe that there is room in the Republican Party for both of us. And working together, I think we can reelect the president and maintain a Republican Senate and House.
Specter says his victory sends a message that Pennsylvania Republicans believe the party has room for a wide array of voices, including a candidate who supports abortion rights. But Specter hardly has a mandate. His victory over Toomey was narrow, with just 51% of the vote to the congressman's 49. But suburban Philadelphia voter Craig Lutz says Specter has a better chance of winning an election in the fall.
I think he speaks for most of the voters. I really don't believe you should be so far to the left or so far to the right that, you know, most people, I think, are center of the road, and that's what I think Arlen is.
Lutz says Specter appeals to a bipartisan constituency in a state with more registered Democrats than Republicans. He thinks Specter can help President Bush win the swing state in the fall. Bush is hoping to win Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. Last week, the president made his 27th trip to the state since taking office. That's more than any other swing state. Specter's challenger, Pat Toomey, ran as a social and fiscal conservative. He opposes abortion and abhors wasteful spending. During the campaign, he labeled Specter as Congress's most wasteful member. Specter signed off on appropriations packages ranging from funding to study fruit flies in France to sheep in Montana, both of which are projects the senator defends for their impact on American farming. The race was an expensive one. Senator Specter spent more than $10 million. That's three times what Toomey spent, but the congressman received millions of dollars in support from national conservative groups, including the Club for Growth. By giving the senator a run for his money, Toomey hopes the issues he raised will take hold in a general election.
We sent a message that our great party, and it is a great party, must seize this opportunity by governing and advancing these Republican ideas. And let's be candid about something. You know, our cause of limited government and personal freedom and traditional values and a strong defense and defense of our sovereignty, those ideas can only be advanced by the Republican Party.
After a fierce campaign, Toomey echoed Specter's sentiment that job number one would be electing President Bush in the fall. But not all of Toomey's supporters are willing to get behind Specter. Senior citizen Don Frey says he's been a lifetime conservative voter, and with Toomey's loss, he's not even sure he'll vote for a Senate candidate in November.
I'd almost rather, and this is a sin to say it maybe, I'd rather almost see a Democrat get in. Teach him a lesson. Teach him a lesson. If you can't teach it one way, teach it another, the hard way then.
Arlen Specter says he's looking forward to getting some rest now that the primary is over. He's waiting until tomorrow to hold his next fundraiser. Specter will face Democratic Congressman Joe Hoffel in the general election. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.